Russia sanctions a 17-year-old over his A7A5 stablecoin report. Russia's foreign ministry placed sanctions on Alexander Browder, a 17-year-old British researcher, on June 4, 2026, over a report he authored linking the A7A5 ruble-backed stablecoin to the funding of Russia's war in Ukraine. CoinDesk reported the move, which also named three other UK nationals, and Washington Post reporter Catherine Belton. Browder is the son of Bill Browder, the investor turned Kremlin critic behind the Magnitsky sanctions campaign. The ministry called the allegations defamatory speculations and false information. Browder, writing on X the same day, called the sanction a badge of honor. A teenager ends up on a state target list. The report at the center of the dispute was written for the Henry Jackson Society, a London think tank, and argued that A7A5 is being used to move money in support of the Russian war effort. Sanctioning the author, rather than rebutting the analysis, is the kind of response that tends to draw more attention to the underlying claim than the claim drew on its own. That is the awkward position Moscow now occupies. A 17-year-old writing policy research is not a typical sanctions target, and the gap between the target and the punishment is itself the story. Browder's father has spent more than a decade as one of the most prominent campaigners for sanctions against Russian officials, so the family name carries weight in exactly the policy circles this report was aimed at. A7A5 became the ruble's crypto workaround. The token behind the report is not a fringe experiment. A7A5 is a ruble-pegged stablecoin built to keep issuance, reserves, and freezing authority outside Western-controlled infrastructure, which is the part of the design that makes it useful for sanctions evasion. Its origins trace to A7 LLC, a cross-border settlement platform tied to sanctioned Moldovan oligarch Ilan Shor and to the sanctioned Russian bank Promsvyazbank. The token itself is issued by Old Vector, a company based in Kyrgyzstan. The scale is what makes the report hard to wave away. According to blockchain analytics firm Elliptic, A7A5 has moved more than $110 billion in cumulative on-chain transactions in under a year, and at points captured roughly 43% of the global non-dollar stablecoin market. Holder counts climbed from about 13,000 wallets to 29,000 between early 2025 and May 2026. Most of that activity ran through Grinex, a Kyrgyzstan-based exchange that served as the primary venue for swapping A7A5 into Tether's USDT before it suspended operations in April 2026. Those figures sit far outside the range of a marginal token. A ruble stablecoin clearing nine figures of monthly flow is a parallel settlement rail. And that is the function the Browder report described. Sanctions land on the messenger, not the rail. The action against Browder does nothing to the token. A7A5 keeps running. Its reserves stay outside Western reach, and the wallets behind it are unaffected by a list published in Moscow. The sanction is symbolic, aimed at the people documenting the system rather than at the system itself. For anyone watching how state-linked money is moving on-chain, the episode is a reminder of why ruble-denominated stablecoins exist in the first place. The mainstream dollar stablecoins that back most crypto cards and on-chain payments come with issuers who can freeze addresses under legal pressure. A7A5 was engineered to remove that control point, which is precisely what lets it operate in the gap left by sanctions on Russia and the financing tied to the war in Ukraine. Western authorities have not ignored the token. The EU has already added A7A5 to its sanctions program, and firms including Chainalysis, TRM Labs, and CertiK have published their own tracing of the network around it. Browder's report was one more data point in a growing public record, which is part of what makes sanctioning a teenage author look defensive rather than decisive. The trade-off Moscow just made Russia gained almost nothing operationally and handed its critics a clean talking point. A young researcher with a famous surname now has an official sanction to point to, and the report that prompted it will be read by more people than it otherwise would have. The token it describes, meanwhile, continues to clear billions without interruption. The lasting signal here is about transparency, not about one name on a list. On-chain analysis made A7A5's $110 billion in flows visible to outside researchers, including a 17-year-old. And no foreign ministry statement changes what the blockchain already recorded.